This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of it all. Look, next week, it's a Christmas a week, right? So we will not be here. Yeah, I'm picking out a whole bunch of shows I'm sure some of you have never heard. Evergreen shows. We're going to talk about all kinds of things, and hopefully you'll still tune in. You'll tell your family and loved ones about what's going on and have them tune in. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us. And listen, have a Merry Christmas. If you celebrate another holiday, then have another happy holiday. Seasoned greetings. Whatever it is you celebrate. Let's get back to it. This stuff just makes me... The stories that I'm looking at out there, some of the craziest stories out there, and talking with Gerard Lomero, and you're sitting there thinking, there's no way. There's no way that, A, some of these can be true, or people will let this happen. The only thing that bothers me, and I know what he's saying, I was saying it in the last segment, it bothers me that we didn't see through some of the things that were going... Not we, I did. But some of our friends did not see through what was going on with the Democrats. And about, you know, voting out the rhinos, if you would, we could have voted them out in the primaries. Now, California, it's a little tough because we have what's called a guerrilla primary. That's where the two top vote getters get to go. And since most areas are Democrat, the only two tops are going to happen are going to be Democrats. The White House... finding itself under scrutiny for that 7-year-old girl that died. And, you know, the press is all over it. They're upset about it. They're whining and crying. And again, it's terrible. Now, I want you to know something. The father of the child is not blaming the U.S., not blaming Trump, not blaming America for what happened. Only the Democrats are. Oh, and left-leaning media. And low IQ voters. Right, the girl was dehydrated. Anyway, and we did everything we could to save her. I mean, sure to do what the left wants you to do, which is just open up the borders and let them in. Somehow that would have saved her. You know, these people walked for days, weeks. And I don't know what they were eating or drinking or anything else. But what was interesting is, under Obama, there were 18, you hear me? 18 deaths, migrant deaths during the Obama years. And they were pretty much ignored by Congress and the administration itself. Now, does the administration take responsibility for a parent taking a child on a trek through Mexico to get to this country? No. Now, White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said to a reporter who asked if the administration took responsibility for the child's death, in July 2016, Human Rights Watch condemned the Obama administration for 18 migrants who died while in the custody of the service, claiming that 7 or more of the 18 died as a result of the agency's substandard and inappropriate care. Are you hearing that? So apparently under Obama, there was substandard and inappropriate care for the migrants. Where were the Democrats in all of this? You got to ask. The detainees who died then were between 24 and 49 years old. So they, I guess, all right, so it was okay because they were between 24 and 49. They weren't, you know, 7 or 8. That makes it, you know, less ugly or something. I don't know. In 2009, the Obama administration promised major immigration detention reforms, including more centralized oversight, improved health care. This was according to Clara Long, U.S. researcher at Human Rights Watch. These desk reviews show that the system-wide problems remain, including a failure to prevent or fix substandard medical care that literally kills people. Okay, it must be from Cuba. The death reviews HRW wrote, which surfaced through a Department of Homeland Security Immigration and Customs Enforcement FOIA request, happened between 2012 and 2015 when Trump, for those of you who can't figure this out, you're so blinded by hate you can't figure it out, this is when Obama was president, when Obama's compassionate heart could have taken care of this. Migrant deaths along the U.S. southern border go back years. Now, according to a 2014 report by the International Organization for Migration, it noted that over 6,000 people died at the point of attempt to cross the border, U.S.-Mexico border. Presently, however, Democrat lawmakers are now making they're just more interested in investigating the one death of the one girl than any of the others. You know why? Because you have a Republican president. Got to be bad. Terrible. Nasty. Lawmakers within the Congressional Hispanic Caucus have demanded to speak to Border Patrol agents who arrested and detained the girl. Now, she was transported to a hospital and then later died of severe dehydration. Additionally, California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein sent a letter to CBP, Commissioner Kevner McAleen, asking for more information on the matter. You think, look at all this time they're wasting on this one person. I mean, God bless you. And one life should be lost at all. Not for these reasons. But they're doing this not because they care about the girl. They're doing this because they care about hanging President Trump, going after President Trump. Because if they really cared about the lives of these people, there'd be a bunch of things they'd be doing. Did they investigate the other 18 deaths under Obama? No. Did they push Obama to supply or provide better health care and food services? No. So, you know, these people have got hypocrisy down to a science. Yes, I said it. These people. So I'm a senior host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website at realside.com where you can give me your email address. You can watch live and you can listen live, but you can also give me your email address. If you give me your email address, I send out an email once a week, maybe twice, to let you know what's going on, who we're going to have on the show, that kind of thing. So again, you want information? I'll get you information. I won't get you junk, I'll get you information. Now, we do have sponsors on the email. But, you know, I think that's only fair. And then you can also, we can look at texting. So if you want to get noticed via text, then you need to text just to get notified. You need to text TRS to 313131. That's text the word or the letters TRS to 313131. Also, if you hop up on the website, there's a button there, icon you can click on. It'll also allow you to sign up for text messaging as well. You know, we were talking about the Guatemalan girl who died, and you know the Dems are all over it. Nasty Trump, bad man Trump. But under Obama, when 18 died, it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't anything that required investigation. Because, you know, Obama loved everybody, so when something went wrong, it couldn't be because he did anything wrong. But the father of the Guatemalan girl who died in the U.S. custody has no complaints about her treatment. Think about that. He was detained by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. He said he had no complaints about how the Border Patrol agents treated him and his daughter. Only the Dems who weren't at the border, only the Dems who are only hearing stories seventh hand, seem to have the problem. The consul said that Father Nero Gilberto told him agents did everything they could possibly to help his daughter. After she became sick on a bus, the bus traveled from the Antelope Wells port of entry in New Mexico to a border patrol station in Lordsburg, New Mexico, about 90 minutes away. She died in the hospital in El Paso. Now, they said that the cause of death, though not determined right away, said it was a severe dehydration. That girl probably didn't have anything to drink for days, but why? She was in American custody. Right? The lawyers that checked it out, the people that went down there who were going down to hang the government, found that she had plenty of food and water. And that the father was taking care of her. The father was making sure she ate. Father was making, well, trying to make sure she drank. So we'll see, you know, ultimately, I don't know what they're going to do with the body or with the baby. I mean, 7 years old. Yeah, still a baby in my mind. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I don't, you know, again, the left jumps all over this because the sound bites play out so well, right? The sound bites sound so good. Oh, and I got a lot of crazy stuff tonight. I mean, a lot of good, crazy stuff we could talk about. Let's talk about, here we go. Perfect. Shows you how whack California is. Why people should come here, I haven't figured it out yet. You know, they have the pros and the cons. Well, the con list is now 16 pages long. I haven't found any pros other than weather. I might be able to find that someplace else. A woman, 36 weeks pregnant, she was killed. Now, listen carefully. She was 36 weeks pregnant. She was killed. California says her unborn baby is not a human being. Therefore, the killer can't be charged with two murders. Come on, I'm letting that sink in. I want you to think about that. In California, the loons are so far off. At 36 weeks, that baby can breathe, cry, see, feel, touch, taste. California father was left heartbroken and stunned when his wife and unborn daughter were killed in a drunken driving accident. Zach Kincaid became even more upset when he found out his unborn daughter's life has little value under state law. My daughter's due date was October 9th. 36-week-old fully developed baby isn't considered a person in the state of California. Wow. No personhood law here, and ain't about to happen. Crystal Kincaid was 29. Her unborn daughter, Aveline Onks, died after a drunken driver hit their vehicle around 8:30 at night in the first week of September. So less than a month later, this kid was to be born. Right, she was 8 months pregnant. Now, Marcos Forrestal, 28, a world boxing champ, allegedly had been drinking and driving when he crashed into Crystal Kincaid's vehicle. Zach Kincaid said that the Forrestal was in the wrong lane on a two-lane highway. His speed exceeded 85 miles an hour. Police said Forrestal was charged with gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated. Now, that should be, you know what? You're not going to like this. That should be first-degree murder. When you start to feel that buzz and you keep drinking, when you know what your limit is, nobody gets drunk for the first time and does this. He'd been drunk before. He knew what his limit was. He knew what it felt like to be drunk. And then on top of that, to get his car, what about the people around him? Who knew that he got in the car? Who knew that he was that drunk and didn't call the police on him? You know, we do stupid stuff when we're younger. This guy was almost 30. Right? I mean, your buddies will call you up the next day and go, oh, man, I don't know how you made it home. You left the bar. You were so drunk. I didn't even know you could be able to drive. Wow. Like I said, we do stupid stuff when we're younger. After firefighters put out the flames, first responders then stated the operation to remove Kincaid from her vehicle. Her husband told the local news source that she had him on speakerphone as the crash occurred. He said he could hear her scream before impact. Then the sound of metal and firefighters using specialized equipment as they tried to pull her from the wreck. Boy, the phone was still working? My God. I think I would have hung up on purpose. I don't think I could have handled that. Right? He told the station that the phone call is a memory that will haunt him forever. And yet the state of California says his daughter doesn't matter. And you keep sending. My California listeners run a few stations in California. My California listeners, you keep sending? You keep allowing to be sent to the legislature, these boneheads? People who don't really give a crud about you, they're more concerned about what sign is on a bathroom door than they are as whether somebody's a human being or not, whether a 36-week-old baby human who happens to reside in the belly of a woman, or the uterus of a woman, excuse me, can I call her a woman? Is sacred or not? Is human or not? Is life or not? How far have we come? You know, you guys, the Gosnell movie is available on DVD. Get it. You listen to the show, you like me, you say you trust me, get the movie. We'll talk more about this after the break. And she had three older children. Figure that one out. I'm Joe Bottini, your host, Tristan Realside. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. With members of the Republican Party giving him criticism, President Trump released a video on Twitter defending his plan to immediately bring U.S. troops home from Syria.
Our boys, our young women, our men, they're all coming back, and they're coming back now. We won, and that's the way we want it, and that's the way they want it.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says people celebrate when troops come home, but you can't celebrate false security.
If you're tired of fighting radical Islam, I understand it. They're not tired of fighting you. And if you don't get that, you're making a huge mistake.
The president's plan to exit some 2,000 U.S. troops from the site of the Islamic State's 2014 rise marks a reversal of American military strategy in the Middle East. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is
everybody together. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate it when you're on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just truly being part of the conversation. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So if you head up to the website and you want information at least once, maybe twice a week, via email, give me your email or email address. There's a place for it right there on the website, top right-hand corner. It says newsletter. And then shortly below that, you're going to see a text messaging or an SMS messaging where you're able to go in and give me your, you know, just sign up for text messaging. And we'll let you know when we're coming. Because, you know, right now, you've got Google and other sources that are keeping us from getting our message out. And it's going to get worse over the years. It's not going to get any better. And if you don't want to remember all of that and you happen to be listening on your phone right now, just go ahead and text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131. And it'll list you in the system or put you in the system. So when we send out text messages, you've got them. All right. We're talking about the father who lost one of his children. He believes he lost a child when his wife was hit by a drunk driver and killed. She was pregnant with his daughter, 36 weeks. His daughter. So they knew the gender. Yes, they felt like they knew the gender. The child, the human child, was 36 weeks old. Could have easily lived outside the womb. But the state of California says, no, until you leave that womb, and the cord's cut, you're breathing on your own, you ain't a person. He said the hardest thing he had to do after all of this was tell their three older children that their mother and baby sister were not coming home from the hospital, that they were dead. After the funeral, Kincaid began to share publicly about what happened to his wife and daughter. He also created a petition to urge harsher penalties for drunker drivers. The max sentence for killing my wife and daughter is 10 years. Right? Now, the state of California doesn't think there was intent, but I know driving reckless in that manner, he didn't intend anything good. And I said it earlier, but some people don't want to hear it, because some of you listening to the show will drive drunk. right? We're in the holiday season. I want you to think about that. Think about the damage you could do to somebody. Think about this story. Because your senses don't work right when you have a little bit too much to drink. You think you're fine, and you're really not. And those boneheads around you, the friends, are usually just as drunk as you are. But they're not willing. They want to be politically correct. They don't want you to feel bad about yourself. And they won't call you on the carpet for driving drunk. But the fact that a 36-year-old baby, because it's still in the mom's womb, is not considered a baby is ludicrous beyond compare. Kincaid continued, How do I explain to my children this injustice? My children and I have never felt so. You ready for this one? But we don't care. No, it doesn't matter. Because he's a white guy that's an American citizen that's paying his taxes, and he's here legally, which means we don't care about him. He said, me and my children have never felt so disposable. Look at the devastation left behind. This is my family. Imagine if this was your family, he said. He'll fight with me for the change. See, I love what he's doing. This could be you. This could happen to you. Are you willing to fight with me? Are you willing to fight to help make a change? Who'll spread this like wildfire? Who will write their representative demand change? Well, here's the funny thing about this. If he's a Democrat, he's in the right party, right? Because they have total control of the state now. So they should be on your side. They should be willing to help you and be on your side. But I can tell you now, they won't be. Because you're talking about invading on a woman's rights to decide to keep the baby or not. You notice I said abort the fetus, choose, pro-choice, pro-crap. It's not pro-choice. Many states do provide justice to unborn victims of non-abortion violence. However, California's law is gravely deficient. Now, according to the National Right to Life Committee, it only recognizes unborn babies as victims in very limited circumstances. So who's willing to join him in his fight? That's what I'd like to know. Now, we'll put the links up on the website and Facebook page and all of that. I don't know if Facebook will leave it up. But who's willing to fight with him? Who's willing to go to the wall with him? All right. More crazy stories. I love this one. It seems. Now, this is something we already know. This is nothing new. That fact checkers for Snopes are paid. And they appear to prevent damage while pushing Snopes' agenda. Now, is anybody shocked by that? And according to the report, Snopes is paid by Facebook to push propaganda, according to the former managing editor of the fact checker. She claims the social media giant doesn't care about facts and is using journalists to promote an agenda so it can pass the buck. Now, according to a bombshell report by The Guardian, several current and former Facebook fact-checkers have stepped forward and spoken out to reveal their distrust in the social network and their fact-checking employees. I want you to think about this. There's a whole bunch of, this must be making Facebook crazy now, right? There's a whole bunch of Facebook internal emails that are being leaked all over the place. That's how we're finding out that they're giving up your information. They're giving out, they're selling your information to partners. You would have never known that if some of these whistleblowers, let's call them whistleblowers, because if you call them whistleblowers, then they should be held in high esteem, right? Facebook and others should hold them in high esteem, because all the whistleblowers that for the government, they're holding them in high esteem. They're telling them what a great job that they did. What a great thing they did by telling on them. But now because it's against Facebook, it'll be against Twitter, it'll be against Google, they'll be thieves, crooks, and terrible people. Right? Facebook has fact-checking partnerships with Snopes, PolitiFact, FactCheck, and more. Well, the Weekly Standard now is gone. And uses the information provided by these organizations to reduce the reach of posts that are debunked. So they're using all these left-wing news sources, or quote-unquote news sources, to debunk right-wing stories. Go figure that one out. So what you basically what you're saying is the only real stories, the only ones that really count, the only ones that deserve any credence, are stories that come off of left-wing websites. Yeah, okay, sure, that works for me. The partnering with these fact-checkers has come under heavy criticism, mainly due to the almost monopolized influence news on Facebook has. I mean, really, everybody shares news and news stories on Facebook. Did you see this? Did you see that? Did you see this? And Facebook can decide what goes out there and what doesn't, because people don't go to individual websites anymore. The only place you get a real mix of news is on your phone. And I say that because on your phone they have these news programs, apps, that you can pull data in from all kinds of sources, all kinds of news sources. On Facebook, yeah, but it all funnels through one thing, one filter. The Facebook filter and the Facebook fact checkers. They've essentially used us for crisis PR, declared former Snopes manager. Right now, she interviewed with The Guardian. She said they don't take anything seriously. Whatever they believe to be truth is truth. Everything else is fake. Right? This is someone that worked for them. They're more interested in making themselves look good and passing the buck. They clearly don't care. You're not doing journalism anymore. You're doing propagandaism. She added that they threw us under the bus at every opportunity. Another former Snopes employee, Kim LaCapria, recently left the company over its partnering with Facebook, accusing it of focusing only on the appearance of trying to prevent damage without actually doing anything. She expressed disdain with the fact that Snopes was being paid by Facebook. I mean, when you think about this, when you think about what they're being paid to do, what they're being asked to do, it's a big deal in more ways than one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here, but because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, set up the, what is that stupid thing called? Oh, the email. You can put your email in there. You get an email blast from us about once a week. Same thing with, what's that?
The texting.
The texting. Oh, yeah, text messaging. That's the one thing that's hard for them to block. You know, very, very tough for them to filter text messaging. So if you want to get a text message about the show, what's coming up, what's going on, then go ahead and go to the website. You'll see. Listen, if you can't find a text messaging button, maybe you just shouldn't be driving. Seriously. And I'm not talking about looking for it on your phone when you're driving down the road. I'm talking about on the website. It's right there on the right-hand side. Get it. Plug in your information, and you'll get text messaging updates from us from time to time. I will not beat you up with them because it's just as irritating for me as it is for you to get messages I don't want to see and I don't want to hear. All right. You know, Mueller and Comey you want to talk about like a legal mafia ring? They're it. And when you look at what Mueller's done, you've heard what the judge alluded to. I mean, his comments weren't in favor of the prosecution. He didn't much care for what Flynn did either, so don't get me wrong. But at least the judge was able to call them out on what they did. But when you think about the pressure, the lying that was done on behalf of the prosecution, the pressure that Mueller put on these people, and Jerome Corzi, I think it's Corzi, I'm sorry, will be on with us Friday. And he's suing Mueller and team for $350 million. And at his age, I know exactly what he did. Because I talked, there's a lot of people that are his age out there going, look, I have nothing to lose anyhow. What are they going to do, throw me in jail for 10 years? I may live that long. They got to feed me, take care of me, give me medical. Yeah, I'm in a bad way, huh? Well, he'd had it. He had had it and said, look, here's the deal. He gave them everything voluntarily. They didn't have to come in and grab everything from him. And I guarantee you, they did not give it back to him with everything on it. You know, think about what they did for Al. I don't want to go through all that again. What they did for Hillary and team. The FBI sent former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn up, period. That's what, that is about all we can make of the latest revelation that the FBI made serious breaches of protocol when they set up the January 24, 2017 meeting with Flynn to ask him about his December 16 conversation with the Russian ambassador. We know now the FBI did not go through the White House counsel first. Now, Comey even said that he didn't think they had to. They were just setting up. They really didn't have any foundation in place. They would have done that under Obama and Bush. Why not do it under Trump? Right? Why not wait till the Trump transition team has everything in place and then do it the proper way? Why would you do it any different? Because they had absolutely no respect for Trump. They didn't want him in there. Right, you look at Peter Strzok's text messages, they didn't want him in there. They wanted to do everything they could to get rid of him. Right, didn't advise Flynn that he should have a lawyer or could have a lawyer presence. Now, somebody as strong as Flynn, based on what we've seen, I've got to believe that somebody got to him, somebody put a suggestion in his ear that it's better for him to shut up and go along. Because I haven't seen anybody stick up for these guys yet. I haven't seen anybody go to bat for these guys in such a fashion where they know that they got Trump behind them. With Cohen and some of the charges they gave him, unlike just simply, evading taxes, he's got state charges waiting for him. So even if President Trump, waves his magic wand and gives him a pardon, Cohen that is, he's still facing charges in 3 or 4 states. So that doesn't do him any good. And now all these others, I think that's exactly the road that Mueller's going to go down. And Judge Napolitano of Fox News, it is time for him to retire. That man hasn't had a positive word about Trump, Trump's team, or anybody on Trump's team since he came on board. And why they still have him there, I don't know. This was a guy who had his own show for what, a week and a half? What does that tell you? We know the FBI did not go through the White House counsel first, suggested Flynn have a lawyer present, or advise him of his rights prior to the interview. Former FBI Director James Comey even appeared on MSNBC to brag about the breach. He said, well, something I probably wouldn't have done or wouldn't, yeah, what did he say? Something I wouldn't have done or wouldn't have gotten away with, ready? Or wouldn't have gotten away with in a more organized administration. So in other words, he's saying that he's purposely trying to get away with something. He purposely did something wrong and got away with it. He wouldn't even have tried under the other two. He said in the George W. Bush administration or the Obama administration, if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would have to work through the White House counsel. there would be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And, you know, I thought it was early, so I would just send a couple of guys over. Didn't he do that with Hillary? But he made arrangements with her. She wasn't the newly elected president. Right? She was being investigated for a major crime. Called, made an appointment, sent three agents in. They couldn't take recording devices in. They had to sign FBI agents had to sign non-disclosure agreements. When does that happen? On what planet does that happen? The Justice Department and the FBI engaged in misconduct and the questioning of Flynn, and as a result, it should overturn Flynn's conviction. Now, in the meantime, it seems useful to retrace the steps on how we got to this point, right? The only reason Flynn was questioned in the first place is because somebody, another anonymous somebody, in the Obama administration legally leaked this conversation to the Washington Post. Right? Conducting damage control, Vice President Mike Pence appeared on CBS to say sanctions were not discussed. So what crime was the FBI investigating on January 24th? Why question Flynn at all about his conversation with the ambassador, other than to see if he'd lie or forgotten the substance of the conversation at all? I mean, Reagan was great at that. He didn't say he couldn't hear you. He didn't recall. He didn't remember. I thought that was wonderful. Former Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates has told Congress that the Logan Act was the first reason she interviewed the Flynn case. You know, the judge said that was a joke. Nobody ever been prosecuted under the Logan Act because the law is so vague. Right? There's nothing specific or certain about that law to be able to step out on. But it wasn't the Logan Act, an unforced ancient U.S. law. It forbids private individuals from undermining U.S. foreign policy abroad just a day before the... Well, why hasn't Kerry been brought up on the Logan Act if this was such a big deal? He's over there telling the Iranian government how to circumvent the Iranian deal they made with us. How to ignore it. I'm sorry, isn't that circumventing foreign policy? It's amazing. The hypocrisy of this group is amazing. Just days before the interrogation of January 23rd, the Washington Post published a big report on Flynn's conversation with the ambassador, stating that the FBI investigated and found no crime. Did you hear that? The FBI had investigated and found no crime. However, others said, well, that was just the FBI lulling Flynn into a sense of complacency. I mean, again, I say, I think this is hilarious. Loretta Lynch, who was on the hot seat today, right? Again, yeah, the optics were bad, she said, but, you know, we really didn't do anything wrong. Right? That's why nobody could take notes, nobody could be there, nobody could have phones near you guys, because you weren't doing anything wrong. This chance meeting that you weren't doing anything wrong in. It's just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember, a lot of stories we do on the show are up on the website as well. So you can head over there. If you missed it, you come in through the middle of the show, you don't want to go grab the podcast, you can always grab the post off the website. Okay, whole bunch of crazy stuff coming up after the break, because I am so tired of this nut job stuff going out there. We don't beat it up. We don't talk about it. Our university is paying for students to discuss how heterosexism has damaging society. That's right. What Mother Nature had intended, right? What the majority of us are, is somehow hurting society. I'm sorry. Who are the sick ones? Show me, senior host. We'll be back in a little bit. Listen to Real Side.